that you found us. Tell a friend about the innovative sounds of the all-new Breeze 97.1.
And as long as we love, we're both free. Though I have strings on the lady has strings on me. Lady has strings on me.
Finally, you found us. The all-new Breeze 97.1. Hungarian pianist Szachi, international star from the Szachi disc, and the piece, the last track on there called, Good Times, Old Times. There we are. Getting a little lost here. Kenny Rankin preceded him with Strings from the After the Roses album, and Kimball Dyke started that set off with Venezuelan Waltz from his new disc of The Avenue. It's 20 before. In other news, former pop singer Cat Stevens is defending the death threats against Salman Rushdie, the author of Satanic Verses. Stevens became a Muslim 10 years ago. He changed his name to Yusuf Islam. He told the interviewers near London today that a death threat decree imposed on Rushdie must be viewed as a deterrent, like the atom bomb. Stevens said that as far as the Muslim community is concerned, Rushdie's book is as good as stabbing Muslims in the heart. NASA said that they're looking good for Monday. The space agency announced today that it will send the Discovery into space Monday morning on the year's first shuttle flight. Mission managers cleared the shuttle for blastoff at 8:07 Eastern Time. The countdown begins Friday, and the Discovery is to put a $100 million satellite into Earth orbit during its five-day mission. And the Federal Reserve Governor, H. Robert Hiller, said the central bank has, during the past year, leaned to greater restraint in order to forestall any pickup of inflation. Speaking in Cologne, West Germany, Heller said that the Federal Reserve's goal of price stability requires constant and on the expansion in money, constraint on the expansion of money and credit, and that means higher interest rates for consumers and businesses.
Now, Sears has over 1,000 name brands. Sony, Levi, Spalding, and more. Plus, Sears brands like Kenmore, Craftsman, Die Hard. But remember, whatever the brand, when you buy it at Sears, it's backed by Sears.
Satisfaction guaranteed. It's Sears above the door. Sears, your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Prices have been stored in Alaska and St. Louis is out. So, go ahead and tell a friend about the all-new Breeze 97.1.
ticket. I think she's gonna use it. I think she's going to fly away. No one should try and stop her. Persuade her with their power. She says that her mind is made. Think she gone to fly away. No one should try and stop her. Persuade her with their power. She said that her mind is made. Why not leave? Why not go away? Hey, too much hatred, corruption and greed.
All-new Breeze 97.1. Dan Siegel is one of the many various artists featured on the new Jazz Is Compact Disc, Volume 1, The Collections. Rhapsody, the track with Dan Siegel. Tracy Chapman from her debut album, or I've got to get this right now. Radio stations across the country are now saying the Grammy-winning Tracy Chapman. It's a label, a title you get just before your name for about a month after the awards. From the Grammy-winning Tracy Chapman, we heard she's got her ticket from her self-titled disc. And Checkfield began the set with Avalon, featured on the American Gramophone release of Through the Lens. It's about 3:30 now before the hour. Filling in for J. Thomas Lieske today, I'm Ray Peterson. LTH, Florissant, St. Louis. The all-new Breeze 97.1.
There's something special about you. You've got a way of creeping into my life like a thief in the night. You touch my heart.
The guitar of Lee Ritenour. It's from the Portrait disc, piece called Windmill. Angela Beaufield before that with Special Lover from her Intuition disc, the latest on Capitol. And Spyro Gyra started the set with Morning Dance, the title track on their MCA release. For J. Thomas Lieski, I'm Ray Peterson. It's 13 past. A former fundraiser for the Nicaraguan rebels said that Oliver North once told a potential contributor that he did not care if he had to lie to Congress about his activities to help the Contras. Carl Chanel resumed his testimony in the North's Iran-Contra trial in Washington, D.C. Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell of Maine said that there are now enough votes to reject the former Senator John Tower's confirmation as defense secretary. Mitchell called for a vote on the Tower nomination this week. And the American cardinals and archbishops filed into the Vatican today to open an unprecedented four-day meeting with Pope John Paul on the practices of the U.S. Roman Catholic Church, which have differed with the more orthodox methods. Volume figures have yet to catch up with Wall Street's latest rally. It has the Dow Industrials up 18 points to 2,309 and a moderate trade of 114 million shares. Advances led declines 7.5. You can breeze through traffic with the newest sound in St. Louis, the all-new Breeze 97.1.